Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We're hoping against hope we're going to have with us on the line very, very soon Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist and certainly a good friend, supports Radio Liberty. But he has fascinating information on all sorts of subjects which you should know about. And, of course, you have to understand that many drugs are being put on the market today that are actually harmful to the American people. And the people in the government know that they're harmful. You've heard us talk about Vioxx, the fact that the government, the FDA, knew. Before Vioxx was ever released, according to the 090 study done by Merck, that the Vioxx increased the incidence of heart attack by 700%. Now, if you had been watching those wonderful ads we had on television with a woman, you remember she was skating and with the children holding onto their hands, skating across the ice rink, and they were telling you how wonderful this product was, but well, there was a minimal possibility of heart attack, about 700% increase in heart attack, and half of the people with the heart attacks are going to die. How many people would have taken that medication? And yet that's exactly the way the situation was. And, of course, then they kept changing the studies. Well, Merck figured that maybe if they compared Vioxx against Celebrex, which they knew increased the incidence of heart attack, too, that Vioxx wouldn't look so bad. You know, of course, figures don't lie, but liars can figure. So they ran a study comparing Vioxx to Celebrex. And at the end of the study, high-dose Vioxx increased the incidence of heart attacks compared with Celebrex 3.5 times, and of course Celebrex increased the incidence of heart attacks about 4 times from what it should have been. And still they left this on the market. This is what's so incredible, right along with Bextra and so many other drugs. And the people of the FDA knew that they were killing people. Why would they do that? Well, some people say, well, the people from the FDA are planning on getting good jobs with the government afterwards. You really need to read Dr. Graham's testimony before the Senate back in November. It's contained within our April newsletter, and you can go up at our website at radioliberty.com and pull down that April newsletter and read it through and understand that there were people in our government who intentionally released those products knowing full well that they were going to kill large numbers of people, and you can't understand it unless you understand this mentality that says there are too many people in the world today, that man is a scourge on the earth and would be far better off if we could kill off most of them. And if you doubt that there are people who feel that way, you really need to read what Jacques Cousteau wrote, or was quoted as saying in the November 1991 UNESCO Courier, where Jacques Cousteau said we will have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. Now, if you find that hard to believe, you call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the November 1991 UNESCO Courier. We'll send that to you. You need to understand that we're not making these statements up out of thin air. There really are evil and wicked people out there, and they intend to harm you and your family. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But, well, you can give us a call at any time because I don't see any sign that our regularly scheduled guest, Bill Sardi, is going to be with us. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're talking about some of the incredible things that are going on today. And the average American is totally oblivious of it. Now, we have told what a wonderful thing vaccinations have done. All the millions and millions of lives that vaccines have saved here in the United States. And of course, all the children who have not died of measles because we have our measles vaccination. But have you ever seen the government statistics on the number of children who are dying of measles before we had the measles vaccine? Well, starting, you know, if you go back to the turn of the 20th century, back in the early 1900s, why, yes, I think there were 11 or 12,000 children that died every year of measles, and that was a terrible tragedy. But by the time you got to 1966, when the measles vaccine was introduced, why, there were 33 children in the entire United States that died of vaccine, died of measles that year. And the same thing would be true with DPT, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccines. We had actually cut down the incidence of death from those, I think with the diphtheria, 99%, and tetanus and pertussis, 94-95%. And so these were really not a problem when the vaccines were brought in. But it, as a direct result of those vaccines, one in five American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality and or a behavioral abnormality because the mercury that they put in the vaccines, the mercury probably weakened the immune system and made our children more susceptible to the live measles virus, which you find in the gut of so many of these children. And the incidence of autism is just frightening here in America, and the average American has no idea what's really going on. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest this afternoon was to be Bill Sardi, but I'm going to have open calls because we're getting an answering machine on Bill rather than being able to reach him directly. So let me simply point out, let's talk about the Gulf War illness. Do you realize that almost half of the veterans, of the 695,000 veterans that we sent to fight in the first Gulf War, are ill today? And of course, many of them who actually were vaccinated to go to the Gulf but never went to the Gulf are ill. It is suggested that we have, well, the last figures we have from the government itself was that as of September of last year, there were 174,000 of those young men who had already received a permanent disability rating. But what they never mention is the fact that there were 300,000 veterans waiting for a disability rating. 300,000, and they'd already given 174. Now, we have these figures from a report that came out last September that the government did everything to do to hide on the internet. It was very, very difficult to find. But we do have the figures, and this is probably the most significant report I've ever seen because it points out that if you look at the people from Kansas who went, and they were able to take very specific states, one group of people from Kansas who actually went to the Gulf, I think about 38% of them, and here I'm using the figures off of the top of my head, but about 38% of one group from Kansas, about 43 or 44% of another group from Kansas had at least three of the multiple symptoms that you get with Gulf War illness, which includes, of course, terrible rashes, and you just can't think, your brain doesn't function correctly. You have a chronic diarrhea, while you have chronic fatigue, you have all sorts of multiple allergies, you have breathing problems, you have GI upset, you have in many instances, anterior lateral sclerosis, the anterior lateral sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's disease. It always is doubled in the people who went to the Gulf. Of the people who went to Kansas, they had at least three of the major symptoms characteristic of the Gulf War illness. But if you look at the people who actually were the British veterans, why, 62% of them had that. And if you looked at the New England veterans, when the air unit was over there, why, 65% of them had that. If you want the pages, we could get to the pages from the government report. Now, if this is really true, why aren't you reading this in the paper every day? Because they don't want you to know that they poisoned the boys we sent to the first Gulf War. Why would you do that? Well, do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy the lives of the young people who go overseas idealistically to fight for our freedom? They did the same thing during the Vietnam War, and so many of them were poisoned by the Agent Orange and developed tumors, and their children developed tumors, and all sorts of, or I should say, congenital abnormalities. All sorts of terrible things, and the government lied about Agent Orange, and they knew that it was carcinogenic, and they knew the disastrous effects it was going to have. But you see, well, the military idea is, we're going to win the war. It doesn't matter how much damage is done. The purpose of the military is to win wars. And we have to destroy the enemy and kill a lot of people. We kill a lot of people. I think the one thing Rush Limbaugh said, I thought that was so true. He said the purpose of the military is to kill people and break things, and that's what it does. But unfortunately, the difficulty is that when you harm your own people, that is unconscionable. It's unconscionable when you're harming the civilian population. And yet that's exactly what is going on over in Iraq today, because we're using depleted uranium there. And depleted uranium is really a false term. It's used to create a false impression. When you speak of depleted uranium, you think there's not much uranium there. The truth is, it's solid uranium. It is used solid uranium-238 with a little 235 in there. They've removed most of the 235, but there's still 235 there. And of course, it's the rest of it is solid uranium. And if you go up on the internet and you look under traprockpeace.com or .org, there's an excellent website that will give you so much information on depleted uranium. But don't simply take them. After all, they're fairly prejudiced. They oppose depleted uranium. Go to the Royal Institute of Medicine, British Royal Institute of Medicine, and look up their website, because I wanted to see what impartial people said about depleted uranium before I went out on a limb and spoke out against it. And they're very, very concerned about it. And medical facilities all throughout Europe are concerned about it. And there have been meetings in Japan and countries throughout the world about this. And almost no mention in the controlled press in the United States. Why? Because the last thing they want for the American people is know that we're sending our boys over there not only to fight and bleed and die, but they're being poisoned in the process. They're still being given the anthrax vaccine, which, of course, it was responsible for so much of the Gulf War illness. And so many of these people coming back are chronically ill. Not only that, but of course it takes years before the depleted uranium begins to wreak its havoc on your bones, on your reproductive system, on your endocrine system. You need to get our 4-tape set on depleted uranium. And actually we have an update on the 4-tape set on depleted uranium. We have our first 4-tape set and then an update on depleted uranium. You need to understand the disastrous effects, but they can't let the American people know that. First of all, they're having a hard time filling their enlistment quotas. And the military, certainly the National Guard and the Reserve and the Army are not filling their reserves quotas at all. The Air Force is a little short. The Navy is quite short, but the Army is way, way behind. And, of course, they're going to have a draft. They're going to draft your children and your grandchildren. They're going to come up with one guise or another. And that old idea that, of course, we cannot be both a superpower and have an all-voluntary army. You can have one, but you can't have both together. Well, I would just assume America were not a superpower. After all, we have to be a superpower. We have to spend. Do you realize we spend as much money on our military as the next 35 nations together? We spend as much money on our military as England and France and Italy and Spain and Portugal and Germany and Italy and Russia and Communist China and the next 35 in a row of nations spent on their military. What are we doing with all of that money? Why we're building up a massive system of surveillance that will be used to control the American people. We have satellites in the sky that they can read a newspaper, but see, we can't find Osama bin Laden, or maybe we're not trying to find Osama bin Laden. After all, if we found Osama bin Laden, how would we justify continuing this war on terrorism and taking away the freedom of the American people and forcing them to be humiliated, going into the airports and searched and tagged, and now, of course, they're trying to collect iris data so they can scan your iris and so they can get your fingerprints and so they can get your DNA, all in the name of fighting terrorism. Do you honestly think, how many people out there in the audience really think that if they have your iris scan, if they have your DNA, if they have your fingerprint, if they have a dossier on you, do you really think that's going to help to fight Islamic terrorism when we're not allowed to profile Islamic people? You have to understand that everything, of course, is all about manipulation of the American people. Our telephone number, incidentally, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call because I really have nothing prepared. We were anticipating having Bill Sardi here today, and so we're simply just going into the background of so much of what's happening and how they're using the threat of terrorism to justify taking away our freedom under one guise or another. And then, of course, there is another agenda, and that is actually damaging our children and our grandchildren with vaccines. And certainly in the military, they use the people in the military as guinea pigs for vaccines. If you don't believe that, we carry a book called Vaccine A. And if you read Vaccine A by Gary Matsumoto, you'll find out that in the early 1950s, they took 50,000 American troops between 40 and 50,000 and gave them an experimental influenza vaccine that used a mineral oil adjuvant. And that was to actually boost its immune response. And then they followed them for 30 years or so, but there's so many of them, of course, had so many brain lesions, and they destroyed their bodies with the autoimmune response, and they gave us that idea. So then, of course, when they started with the Gulf War, they came up with another experimental vaccine that it contained squalene. And, of course, Gary Matsumoto has all sorts of records. If you haven't read his book, Vaccine A, we have it, or my four-tape set on Vaccine A, my interviews with Gary Matsumoto. The government is simply lying about that. Now, government lies, its very nature is to lie. Matt Tillman, you remember Matt Tillman, the fellow who gave up a $3 million a year football contract to go over to fight in Iraq? He was a patriot, and of course, he was killed by friendly fire. He was killed by our own troops. And, of course, the government came up with a total cover story. It was all a lie. And the family is furious because, I mean, they're very distressed. Their son died. But the fact that the government would use his death to try to engender patriotism and, pride, and he was killed because of the stupidity of this war where he was actually killed by his own men. And, ladies and gentlemen, the government lied about Matt Tillman. Remember Jessica Lynch, the woman? They sent in this heroic team of special forces to rescue her. Well, actually, of course, the Iraqis had already negotiated to have her taken to an American hospital, but they wanted something to rally the people behind the troops, and so they staged this special forces raid. There weren't any Iraqi soldiers there. Jessica was well taken care of. The Iraqis had saved her life. But they told you the story about how she was out there shooting until she was out of ammunition. There was absolutely no truth to the whole story. They lie about that, but they're also lying about Vaccine A. That was the secret vaccine that they gave to our troops. And I believe that's a large part of why probably well over half of the young men who went off to fight in the first Gulf War are ill today. We're going to be back here in just a minute. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, if you would like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And of course, we'd be glad to talk about what you want to talk about. Otherwise, I thought I might take you back and try to help you understand why it was that they had, of course, to get Judge Roy Moore off the out of the supreme position of being Supreme Court judge in the state of Alabama. You must understand that there's been an organized effort to take over our judicial system in this country for many years, and it really goes back to the time when Franklin Delano Roosevelt and then Harry Truman packed the Supreme Court with members of a secret society, and that was the Masons. And actually, from between 1941 and 1971, the Masons, who have sworn an oath to a different god, have sworn an oath to the great architect of the universe and have promised, of course, if they ever reveal any of the secrets of the lodge, they'll have their throat cut and their tongue torn out and their chest cut open and their bowels torn out and burnt and fled to the birds. Why would grown men, of course, swear oaths like that? Well, very simply because it sears their souls. And, of course, as they do that, they are asked, well, what do you search for? And they're told to ask for the light. And those of you who are Christians know that when you ask God to come in, Christ to come into your life, why, your life did change if you did this with a sincerity. But unfortunately, when the Masons ask for the light to come into their lives, most of them really don't understand is that they're asking for Lucifer to come in, because the whole purpose of Masonry is a continuation of the ancient mystery religions of antiquity. And, of course, the secret of the mystery religions was that Lucifer was God. And if you tapped into this other dimension where he exists, and he does exist, he's really very real, why, you would have tremendous power. And so many people go into Masonry without understanding what it's all about. And I suspect that most Masons have little knowledge or understanding of what, of course, they become involved in. But Masonry and Christianity are totally incompatible. So it was, of course, that the Masons have basically controlled the Supreme Court, or their people who are agreed with this, of course, whole occult concept, have controlled our courts for a long period of time. And then along comes this judge, Judge Roy Moore. And, of course, he wants to have the Ten Commandments displayed publicly. And what does the Ten Commandments talk about? Well, it talks about thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt honor the Lord thy God, and, of course, that they shall not bear false witness. All of these things are totally contrary to the basic precepts by which Masonry and the occult religion stand. And, of course, remember, Masonry is not the only occult religion. There is the Gnostics are part of this occult complex, as are the Rosicrucians, as are the Theosophists, as are the various witchcraft and satanic organizations, as is the Process Church, as are the Knights Templar, and there are still elements of the Knights Templar around. But, of course, the average individual is never allowed to hear about this, because when we talk about it on television, it's always as if, well, oh, this is just sort of a crazy talk or conspiracy talk. Well, if you believe the Bible, there really is a conspiracy. The Bible talks about a conspiracy, and it is that age-old conspiracy against God. You'll read about it in Jeremiah 11:9, Ezekiel 22:25. You'll read about it in the second Psalm. Understand there's a conspiracy against God. And, of course, many of these people are within our courts today, which is why they so often will let criminals go, to go out and murder and rape and pillage again. This is why, of course, they will do everything they can to discourage the mention of God in our schools. There is nothing in the Constitution that allows the Supreme Court or Congress to say anything about religion. In fact, what the First Amendment says is Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, or abridging the free exercise thereof, or abridging the right of freedom of press speech or assembly. But it was a restriction on the power of the Congress. And it was only by some really mental gymnastics and applying the 14th Amendment to the First Amendment that they were able to change the entire meaning. Because, you see, the wicked people who wanted to change America forever were working within our government, and they've been working there for a long period of time. Because their intense hatred of Christianity, when you understand, this is why they cannot mention Jesus Christ in our schools. This is why you can't have prayer in our schools. This is why you can't have the Ten Commandments in our schools. Because the forces of darkness are prevalent at every level of our society today. And, of course, so many of our young people are in schools today. And the purpose of education is not to educate, because if they're trying to educate, they're doing a pretty poor job. If they're trying to destroy their faith in God and family and country and distort their morals, they're doing a great job. Get them onto drugs and alcohol and the sensuous life. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment here. And welcome your calls at Radio Liberty.
Tape set. genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future?
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, what most people really don't understand, and what we very, very seldom talk about in our churches today, is there really is another dimension out there. And it was, perhaps 6 months or so ago, maybe a year ago, when I was on a nationwide program, which is watched literally by millions of young people and certainly by people who are in the computer industry, things of that sort, computer programmers, the avant-garde, you might call them. It was called Unscrewed. It was on the Tech Television channel. And I talked, of course, about the occult and witchcraft, and I got this email, and I'm going to read you what the email said. "Hi, I saw you on Tech TV's Unscrewed, and I was revolted at what you said. Please hear me out before you delete this message. I am, what you would call me, a witch." And she capitalized W-I-T-C-H. "That's right, a witch. Who are you to pass judgment on what everyone's religion should be? Witches are, for the most part, good, although some of them are not. It all depends on the person. We have no connection to Satanism or to worshipping Lucifer. The only thing we have a connection to is to the ancient Celtic people of Ireland and of Scotland. We worship no deity, as we see all beings equal to one another. There are common misconceptions among Christians. We practice magic as a form of prayer, so to speak, to get help from beings from another existence." Let me repeat that. "We practice magic as a form of prayer, so to speak, to help to get help from beings from another plane of existence. Now, as incredible as that may seem, people who do become involved in the occult do have contact with beings from another plane of existence. And, of course, these are demonic beings. Certainly, if you read the writings of Polina Petrovna Blavatsky, she will tell you about how her books were channeled to her by a mystical being, as she called it, the Tibetan. She called him Hukumi. And Alice Bailey, who was writing there during the first part of the 20th century, wrote 25 books. They were all channeled to her. They were channeled from a demonic being called Jua Kul. And Barbara Marx Hubbard, one of the richest women in the world today, her book, The Revelation, the book of co-creation, she says that her book was channeled to her by a Christ spirit. She called it a Christ spirit. Of course, being was going to rewrite the book of Revelation and talk about how they were going to have to kill a quarter of the population. And as the being said, we're going to have to eliminate this one quarter of the population if we're not evolved to a higher level. But that is not your job, my dear. That is ours for Rhea, the riders of the pale horse death. Paraphrasing Revelation 6:8, you see, there are really people out there. Some of them have great wealth and great power, and Barbara Marx Hubbard is one of the most prominent people within the New Age movement in the world today. She actually ran for political office for the Vice President of the United States, I believe it was in 1984, in the Democratic primary against Geraldine Ferraro. She's been a consultant to our highest levels of our government, because these dark forces are working within our government today. I mean, you certainly have heard me mention this before. But remember when Hillary Clinton was in the White House, she brought in a medium named Jean Houston to conjure up spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi? And you remember when Nancy Reagan was in the White House, she was going to an astrologer to get advice to direct our government so that we could, of course, do things just as the astrologer wanted. And, of course, the Republicans were following the directions of the astrologer. What people don't really understand is that these dark forces are here. They're not imaginary. They're very real. And until we understand who the enemy is, why we're going to keep thinking, oh, if we just get the Republicans in power, or the Democrats in power, or the liberals or the conservatives. We're fighting a spiritual battle. But it's being played out on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. Now, you might wonder why anyone would want to become a witch. Because many people are looking for a true purpose in life, and they think they can find it in magic, or by contacting the beings from another plane of existence. And they can access secret knowledge. They believe there's secret knowledge out there, and they can read the Bible, and they can find these secret passages. And this is what the Gnostics were talking about almost 2,000 years ago. And this, of course, is what the people who are involved in the Kabbalah and Jewish mysticism. They're always looking for the secret knowledge. And, of course, the Kabbalah is Jewish mysticism. The Gnosticism is Christian mysticism, but it all gets back to its common origin. And that, of course, is Luciferianism, tapping into the secret knowledge of the beings from the other existence. In my November, of course, that would be 2004 newsletter, I discussed Professor Leo Strauss, who worked at the University of Chicago. And, of course, he was the one who was the inspiration for the modern-day neoconservatives who really dominate our government today. And, of course, if you want to go to their website, it's www.newamericancentury.org. That's www.newamericancentury.org. That is the neoconservative and the neocon website. But, of course, basically Leo Strauss was sort of the forerunner of modern-day neoconservatives and the fathers of some of the people who are in dominant positions in our government today were students of Leo Strauss. And Leo Strauss noted the ancient Greek philosophers introduced some of their select subjects to the secret knowledge. Pythagoras, of course, had accessed the ancient mysteries when he traveled to the Near East sometime about 500 B.C., and his students taught Socrates, who taught Plato, who taught Aristotle, who taught Alexander the Great. But have you ever wondered how it was that Alexander the Great was able to conquer most of the known world with an army of only 35,000 Macedonians? Well, if you read the Penguin classic, The Age of Alexander, you'll find why it was that Alexander the Great was able to accomplish what he did, but you're never going to read this in the average textbook. You're never going to hear this in college courses because, well, if the college professor knows it, he's not going to tell you, but most of them really don't understand the spiritual nature of the battle because they are not Christians and they don't really understand the consequences, of course, of the spiritual battle that's taking place. But I'm quoting here now from the book, The Age of Alexander. Alexander was instructed by his teacher, not only the principles of ethics and politics, but also in those secret and most esoteric studies, which philosophers do not impart to the general run of students, but only by word of mouth to a select circle of the initiated. Some years later, after Alexander had crossed into Asia, he learned that Aristotle had published some treatises dealing with these esoteric matters, and he wrote to him in blunt language and took him to task for the sake of the prestige of philosophy. In other words, of course, Alexander the Great had been indoctrinated into the secrets of the ancient mystery religions. And what was that? Well, you tap into this supernatural knowledge and you get great power and you get great intelligence and great success. But, of course, at the price of your eternal soul. Well, Alexander then wrote to Aristotle, and I'm just quoting from the book. And remember, this is Plutarch's The Age of Alexander. If you want the exact pages, we can get them for you. We have the book. And Alexander writes, "You have not done well to write down and publish those doctrines you taught me by word of mouth. What advantage shall I have over other men if these theories in which I have been trained are to be made common property? I would rather excel the rest of mankind in my knowledge of what is best than the extent of my power. Farewell." And Aristotle replied, and of course he assured Alexander the Great, and here he pointed out that these so-called oral doctrines were in a sense both published and not published. For example, it is true that his treatise on metaphysics is written in a style which makes it useless for those who wish to study or teach the subject from the beginning. The book serves simply as a memorandum for those who have already been taught in the general principles. The book serves simply as a memorandum for those who have already been taught in its general principles. And that's really what it's all about. You really can't read these books unless you understand what it's about. You can get a copy of Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma, and unless you understand it's really talking about Luciferianism, and this is the common denominator behind everything, you can read the book and you just get sort of lost in all the verbiage. But that's what it's supposed to be. And yet, of course, once you understand what the key is, it becomes so obvious, and you wonder why everybody doesn't see it. But you see, this is really what it's all about. It's about concealing the truth from successive generations of people. Morals and Dogma was written in 1872. It was given to every member of the Masonic Lodge, who, at least of the Scottish Rite, to attain the 14th degree up until about 1974. But you see, what they have done is they've so dumbed people down that the average Mason today is incapable of reading Morals and Dogmas, so they've come up with a new book that's called Bridge to Light. I think it's written by Rex Hutchinson. But you have to understand that these forces are at work. The people like Alexander the Great and Aristotle and Plato and the neocons of today, some of them, of course, are tapping into this mystical world. And what is their goal? A one-world government under a ruling elite, preparing the way for the coming world ruler. We've got Marilyn on the line. Apparently she's calling from Sacramento. Marilyn, do you want to make an announcement of some sort?
Well, yes. I'd like to make an announcement that the American Independent Party of Sacramento County is having a meeting this coming Saturday at a restaurant. It'll be at 2 p.m. on the 18th of June at Bradshaw's Restaurant. And that's on Micron Avenue. That's Bradshaw and Micron. That's near the Capitol Christian Center. It's off of Highway 50. Quite convenient. We're trying to get going again after we lost our county chairman, who'd been with us for many years. And anyway, would like to make an announcement. I believe I will take some of my books over there, your book, rather. Brotherhood of Darkness, and so people can get the whole story there if they just want to make a small donation.
All right, fine. Well, let's get that address again. Is there a telephone number where they can call? And for the listeners out there, the American Independent Party in California is really the constitutional party at the national level. This is the American, pardon me, this is the California chapter of the Constitution Party that supports neither the Republicans nor the Democrats. So is there a telephone number, or do you want to give the address one more time?
Well, I'll give the address, but let me just say this about the American Independent Party and the Constitution Party. They are in agreement on their principles, for the most part, and they're really the only pro-America party that's in there. They are not, they're against all of the world government measures, the immigration, all of those things. They're at pro-life. They're the only ones that I find that I can agree with 100% of the time.
All right, fine. I think people have to understand that the leaders of both political parties want unlimited immigration. The leaders of both political parties want globalism and tearing down our borders and free trade, which is designed to impoverish the American people. The leaders of both political parties want ever bigger government control and regulation over our lives. The leaders of both political parties want the Patriot Act. The leaders of both political parties want this diversionary war over in Iraq to take our attention away from what's happening here at home. Maybe it's time, well, we had a different party. So go ahead, give that address
all
one
right,
more time.
It's at 9647 Micron Avenue, and you would exit off of Highway 50 on Bradshaw Road. It should be pretty evident from the highway there.
All right, fine. I'm going to ask you a few.
Bradshaw's restaurant at 2 p.m. on the 18th of June.
All right, fine. That's this coming Saturday.
Yes, it is. And please, as many people who are willing to make a change, come by. We'll have registration forms. Change your registration. Join the Party of America.
All right, fine. Thank you so very much, Marilyn. If you want to just sort of hang on, I'll have my my producer take your telephone number, and then, of course, if somebody wanted to call, could they get in touch with you?
Well, probably they don't need to call. Just come.
All right,
Saturday,
fine.
At Bradshaw's restaurant, anybody who lives in town knows where Bradshaw Road is.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much for calling, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And our telephone number, again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you really have to understand that the objective for really for almost 400 years, really going back to about 1640, so what is that, about 370 years, has been to use America's military and financial power to bring about this one world government, which of course is to be the government of the Antichrist. And this has always been what's going on behind the scenes. There have been two forces in America. One has been the strong Christian who is willing to speak out for righteousness, and then the other has been the dark forces from the other world, from the other dimension. What people don't understand is that the dark forces have infiltrated the Republican leadership, the Democrat leadership. They've infiltrated our anti-communist parties. They've infiltrated certainly our conservative organizations. They've infiltrated our churches. They're in working within our military. They've infiltrated every basic foundation of this great country, and are intent upon destroying it. So once you understand that, that's so much of what's going on really does tends to make sense. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And many people, many prominent people have tried to access the secret knowledge since the days of Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence when he was 33 years old and still embraced some of his Christian values of his youth. But we find many years later Thomas Jefferson writing about his life. And here he says, as an old man, "I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished any of us to be. Sincerely attached to his doctrines in preference to all others, ascribing to himself every human excellence and believing he never claimed any other." And of course, I think from that we can assume that Thomas Jefferson did not accept the divinity of Jesus Christ. But then Jefferson goes on to say, "The laws of nature have withheld from us the means of physical knowledge of the country of spirits. And revelation has, for reasons unknown to us, chosen to leave us in the dark as we were. When I was young, I was fond of the speculation, which seemed to promise some insight into that hidden country. And what's he talking about? He's talking about spiritualism. But observing at length that they left me in the same ignorance as they found me, I have for many years ceased to read or to think concerning them, and have reposed my head upon the pillow of ignorance.
Dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request,
I'm
It attacks the thyroid and the bones and produces cancer and lowers fertility and lowers intelligence. And, of course, attacks every aspect, every system in our human body. Why would you do something like that? Well, I'd actually see the report coming out of a Planned Parenthood saying, to control population, let's add something to the water. Let's encourage homosexuality. Let's keep the marriage tax there. Let's, of course, legalize abortion. This is back in 1970. They know. Thank you.